Many Christians are surprised and sometimes even shocked because of the trials and sufferings that they have to go through. But what about Jesus? Look at his life. You say, oh, but he was God. Yeah, he was God, but he became 100% one human so that he could feel what you feel, so that he could help you. That's why he went through it.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul has experienced many forms of suffering in his life, from a struggling marriage to war combat PTSD. But in each trial, God has used the circumstance to shape and transform Raul as he's grown in faith. For a free DVD of Raul's story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. Today we're heading into our 10th week of study in the book of 1 Peter. But before we begin today, Raul and Sean have joined us here in the studio with encouragement to tune in each day for fresh biblical empowerment to stand firm in your faith, no matter what your future might hold.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio. Today we're going to jump back into the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4. And one of the things that we're going to be covering today is something that's probably not very popular to us as believers, and that is trials, testing, sufferings. And Pastor Raul, Peter is going to give us some very valuable lessons of trials and testings in a believer's life.
I've learned a lot because of my infirmities and my wife's infirmities, where we really have to trust the Lord. And trusting the Lord, you have a different attitude. Because otherwise you become bitter and not trusting the Lord. Now, I feel like Paul because for 10 years I've had this infirmity, but God has been at my side. I'm not angry at God. I'm not in a way saying you're dirty, God, or I hate you, God. But I trust him that this has happened to my life, that this is a thorn on my side, and I love him. And if you're out there and you have a thorn in your side, guess what happens? Get close to the heart of God. He'll blow you away.
The Bible says that all things work together for good for those who love God or are called according to his purpose. And he wants to shape us and mold us in his image. And he will do that through trials, through testings. And by growing in a relationship with the Lord, we will see the purpose for what we were created for. God bless you. And we hope that this week's studies will bless your life.
Now, as we dive into today's lesson, we pray you'll be encouraged to embrace God's hope and strength when you go through life's inevitable seasons of suffering. We'll begin today's lesson in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12.
This is a book that was written by Peter in his end days, right before he would die. It was a very heavy time for the Christian because the Romans were persecuting, prosecuting, and they were killing Christians. And this went on for 200 years. And what's incredible about that is that you think about our own time that we're living in today. And as I've been reading and studying, it just blows me away. To no end to know that we could be the end of all generations. Right here. It's incredible. And then when you hear good teaching on the radio or on television or wherever it be in the internet, and people that really study, people that really read and pray and are spiritual people, then you can really be spoken to. And that's why the internet has become such a great tool for Bible study. Because we're not only just reaching our community, we're reaching hundreds and thousands and millions of communities in one night. It's incredible. I'm just overwhelmed by it when I look at the map. The people from Russia, China are logging in and coming in and hearing Bible studies. We really need to be ready as a church and as God's people for the next great event that will come in God's prophetical calendar, which will be the rapture of the church. And then Ezekiel 38:39. And then the appearing of the Antichrist in the last 7 years of world history. But then at the same time, right before the rapture of the church, many people are asking the question, and I'm so glad we're in 1 Peter. Because I don't believe that the church, the bride of Christ, will ever go into the tribulation period. I don't believe that. I really believe that God is going to deliver his people from the wrath to come. And yet by reading and studying the first letter of 1 Peter, it really has helped me personally in my own life, in the trials and temptations and things that I face every day in my life. And how my enemy Satan is constantly trying to defeat me and trying to move me out of the way. The devil hates people that are fully committed to the Lordship of Christ. And I could just, in my own mind, picture Peter sitting down and writing, the simple fisherman, writing this great epistle that he gives to us. And as we're coming to the final section of this chapter, verses 12 through 19 is the final section of chapter 4. It deals with the Christian and his witness in the midst, listen carefully, in the midst of suffering. There's a lot of people in the body that are suffering tonight. Not just here. All over the world. Suffering through illnesses, through persecution, through financial problems, through the death of a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife or some kin or somebody in your family. As I was thinking about these things, all of a sudden, as I'm reading this letter, Peter begins to minister to my own heart, because as I thought about the great witness the Christians had at that particular time in the midst of suffering, imagine having your mother, your father, your son, your daughter, your wife, your husband being thrown into the lion's den or being torched alive by being tarred in the lid in fire or being cut in half. Or plucking out your eyes, or stretching you by two horses going in different directions and then getting cut up in half. I think of all the people in all the world that tonight believers are being persecuted in some part of the world today. So to me, this book is an amazing book for me personally, because I really believe in what God's word says. And Peter, what he does here is he warns us not to be amazed or surprised at the fiery ordeal or trials you're going to be facing in your own personal life. Think about that for a moment. I never dreamed that I would ever be sick. Ever. I mean, I do everything physically. But you know what I found out? That in my weakness, I am strong in him. I thank God for allowing me to go through that, to where he's bringing me and where he's taking me. Because I know that he's in control of my life. And when I read this great epistle, it has ministered to me personally. I don't know what it's done to you, but to me, man, it's just blown me away fully, completely. Because remember how the letter began? Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeals among you in chapter 4, 12. Then, secondly, he continues in 4:16. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not feel ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed if you're going through something in your life. And then, finally, in this chapter, in verse 19, he says, therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God entrust their souls, notice, in the faithful Creator in doing what is right. So what Peter is saying, you guys, get your eyes fully, completely dependency on Jesus. Don't get your eyes off of him. If you do, you're going to have a hard time. And if we are living in the last days and there will be tribulation time coming, not for the church, but as the church is coming to an end and we're going to be in the presence of God one day, think how the church today not only is getting ready for that, but at the same time, the devil is upset. And so the devil is not going to make it easy, but hard for each one of us individually. as a husband, as a wife, as a child, especially if you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're a Christian and you're a believer. And we have to remember that we preach that salvation is only through Jesus Christ our Lord, nothing else. People will argue with you. And this strikes many people as arrogant when we speak, and yet we become hated, persecuted, because we believe in Jesus Christ and we call ourselves Christians. It's really important that we understand that we don't win people through hate, we win people through love. And we have to demonstrate it. And I think that Peter was so cool the way he did it. Because we have to remember that we're preaching salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And sometimes this strikes people in arrogance, that we're arrogant in saying that. And that's not arrogant, that's the truth. Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. I can't go back on that. That's what the Bible teaches. In Acts 4:12 it says, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by where we must be saved." But who? Jesus Christ. So I feel that we are in good company with those from the past to the present and looking to the future. The early church was instructed to expect suffering. In Acts 16:22, Paul, notice what he says, "Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates," he says, "and of their clothes, and commune with them to be beaten with rods." They took off their clothes and started beating them. And in the chapter 20:19, "Serving the Lord with all humility and many tears and trials, which happened to me, Paul, by the plotting of the Jews." 1 Thessalonians 2, chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, look what he says. He says, "And send Timothy, now our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith." Notice that no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are appointed to these, what? Trials and sufferings. Wow. We are appointed to that. It's incredible how God appoints us to those things. And we need to have peace in our lives when that happens. Very important how God knows exactly what he's doing. So Peter, in his mind, he's thinking about the suffering for the Christian. That Christians must always be seen in the perspective of what? I'm being sick. I'm going through this thing in my life, mentally, physically, whatever it is. But I'm always having my eyes where? On eternity. On eternity, this is not my home. I'm just here for a little while. One of these days, I'm going to be departing. I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord. The glory of the Lord always lies ahead, always. Many Christians are surprised and sometimes even shocked because of the trials and sufferings that they have to go through. But what about Jesus? Look at his life. You say, "Oh, but he was God." Yeah, he was God, but he became 100% one human so that he could feel what you feel, so that he could help you. That's why he went through it. That's why he's such an awesome God that we worship every single day. And I could just see how why Peter, man, was standing back and saying, "You know what, Lord, I denied you once, but I'm not going to deny you ever again. Here I am now to die. I will go the whole way of the cross." So Peter here now is going to remind us. Notice in verse 12, check this out. This is so cool. He says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you." Don't think it's weird that you're going through what you're going through tonight. Let me go back for a second to that verse, and let me give you a key thing that is so beautiful. See that word, beloved? It's an amazing word. The word here refers to Christian suffering all the way through, but in the Greek, it means beloved ones, which means that Jesus loves you so much that that he's going to be with you. You don't have to ever worry. He's going to be with you. It's a word of compassion. A word of compassion where I can put my full trust in Jesus Christ. I mean, doctors are great. I love my doctors. But man, I love the great physician. He's the best. He's the best. Because he created me. He made me. You see? He knows every cell in my body. He knows everything that I have wrong with myself. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. And so when I read the scripture as Peter's writing down and he's actually sharing with us, beloved, or actually speaking to the Christian sufferers, he says, beloved ones, which is the word of compassion. He says what? Do not think it weird, strange, concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. You know what he's talking about? He says literally, they're going to persecute you for your faith. For your faith. People are going to hate you. Think of how many parents today are angry, mad at their children because they've come to Christ. They would rather have them back on drugs or alcohol or whatever they were doing. But now they've become religious, they say. People get angry because of that. They should be happy that their kids are no longer on drugs, no longer alcohol. They're serving the Lord. Now they say, oh, now they've become too religious. Well, I'd rather have my son or daughter or whatever it is more religious than on drugs or alcohol any day. Because they're safe. And God will use them among their peers. And yet here is Peter as he's pouring his heart out and he's bringing it all out. He's beginning to share not only that, hey, look at you guys are beloved, but don't think it weird when you are tried. When people come against you. And he starts saying things about you. And I mean, if you were in India or other countries of the world, they would beat you. They will skin you alive and they'll kill you. I was in India when one of the missionaries there, the pastor, Indian pastor, they took him and tied him to a tree and they skinned him alive. I mean, they don't mess around. I mean, it's heavy stuff. And so you really have to think what Peter is thinking here about these fiery trials, which are to what? To try you. What is that word try? The word try means to test you. You say, well, why would God want to test me? He wants to see what you're made of. Why? Because he wants to entrust you with bigger things. If you're faithful in the small things, he'll make you greater in the bigger things. Can he trust you? Can he trust you with the gospel of Jesus Christ? That is given to you. Can he trust you with other people? And what's credible here, he says that word fiery there, it's the word used for furnace. And literally what he's saying here, it's a symbol of persecution for righteousness' sake. You could write that down. For righteousness' sake, not for being weird, but for being righteous. Because you're holy unto the Lord. And you try to do everything because you love God more than anything else. And that's why God looks at your life. And yet people will come against you. As I was reading the passage, it's pretty amazing because the first observation in verse 12 is how to deal with the trials as Christians. How we deal with them. And when I read this, I thought immediately of all these phony baloney prosperity ministries. Think about that for a moment. Positive confession. And it's really sad because these people really believe that in their lives. And the reason they believe it is because they're fleecing the body of Christ. Money is the game. Money, your money that they want. It's not a true gospel. It's a gospel that will damn people to hell. Don't believe it. And yet, here Peter is talking to us about a serious thing. And what is a serious thing? Listen, you're going to go through the fire. Remember in Daniel, when the three Hebrews, when Nebuchadnezzar said, okay, you guys, everybody, when the trumpets blow, everybody gets on their knees and everybody worships me. And the whole thousands of people, man, the trumpet blew, they all got on their knees and they all bowed down to him except for three men. They're standing up. And the guys came and said to the king, hey, O king, There's three guys back there that are not bowing down. Really? Where are they? Oh, yeah. Meshach, Abednego, Shadrach. Okay. He says, we're going to give you one more chance. The next time you don't bow down, you're going to be in big trouble. So they blow the trumpets and everybody goes down except them. So what do? They take them and throw them into a furnace. They heat up the furnace 7 times hotter where the guy's actually doing it. And then they get ready to throw them in. And one of the guys gets thrown in. The second guy gets thrown in. The third guy gets thrown in. And as he's thrown in, those guys throwing him in, they all burn in the fire. And they fall into the fire. They're tied up. All of a sudden, the king's standing back. He looks into the fire. He says, excuse me, come here. How many men did we throw into the fire? 3. Why do I see 4? 4? Wow. 1 like the Son of God. And they were in the fire with Jesus talking. Read the story, man. It's amazing. They're sitting back. And the king says, oh, Meshach, Abednego, Shadrach. He says, can you guys come out here? I want to talk to you guys for a second. And they come out the fire. Their hair is not even burned. Nothing is, I mean, they don't even smell like smoke. Like smoke, nothing. Why? Because as we go into the fire, he is with us in the fire. He is with us in the fire. You don't ever have to worry about that. I tell my wife all the time about that with her cancer. God is with you in the fire. God is with me in the fire. God is with you in the fire. And if he is in the fire with us, then what can we fear? Nothing. If God is for me, who can be against me? No one in this world.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to review today's lesson, we'll be glad to send you an unedited copy for a gift of any amount. The phone number to call is 800-634-9165. And when you contact us, just ask for today's message from Raul's First Peter series. Donate now, and your contributions help keep these broadcasts on the air. Somebody Loves Your Radio is funded through the generosity of partners like you, and every gift you give is tax deductible. Well, we pray you've been encouraged to hold fast to your faith when it's tested in seasons of suffering. And to help you learn to face your trials with God's strength rather than relying on your own, we'd like to offer you an audio resource titled Walking in the Flesh. It's a 4-CD audio series from Raul that explores what it looks like to truly surrender to the Holy Spirit's correction and guidance, and offers helpful warnings against spiritual detours you may be tempted to take in your journey with the Lord. You'll also be encouraged to spend daily time in the Word and in prayer for the renewing power of God's truth. Act now to order Raul's audio series titled Walking in the Flesh. To make your purchase, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. And we'll send you this 4-message collection for a gift of just $19 or more. If you'd like to order the resource by writing us, the mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. And for your convenience, we've also made all of Raul's weekly messages available as podcasts. Access and download any of the Somebody Loves You Radio programs via iTunes or Google Play. And take the truth of God's Word with you throughout your day. You can also stream these broadcasts on all Alexa-powered devices. One final opportunity we have for you is a life-changing Bible cruise coming up this spring. Raul and Sharon would love to have you join them as they set sail on an 11-day journey retracing the Apostle Paul's famous missionary journeys. The Bible will come to life in a whole new way with ports of call in Athens, Ephesus, Corinth, and Rome. You won't want to miss it. The cruise dates are April the 1st through April the 11th. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com and click on the 2019 Footsteps of Paul Cruise. Coming up tomorrow on Somebody Loves Your Radio, we'll continue with more from 1 Peter. Your spirit will be bolstered with God's truth as you discover how to respond when you suffer ridicule, rejection, or even persecution for Christ. Here's Raul now with the final comment.
That's why I love Jesus Christ so much in my life, and I pray that God will give me health and give me strength so that we can reach every one of your sons and daughters and all of your grandchildren in the years to come for Jesus Christ. That's my desire. That's my passion, to teach and to instruct and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as many years as God will give to me and to my wife and to this church. so that we can continue to give him the glory and the honor, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And when I read Peter, I can relate to Peter. When I get to heaven, I'm going to hug him for giving me this epistle. And I'm going to jump on Paul. I love Paul too. It's going to be so neat to see these guys when I get to heaven. And yet, as we sit here tonight and we continue to study this great letter, God help us tonight. Whatever you're facing tonight in your life, listen, Jesus is with you. In the midst of everything you're facing in your life, get your eyes on him, give him the glory, give him the honor, and worship him.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.